This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Shamra Hope Cassidy Felkel, 49, last seen in Hartsville, South Carolina, September 25. At first, her family not concerned, but after 2 weeks, Felkel is reported missing, October 7. Now, human remains found buried in a well after daughter, Casey Wolf, gets a tip to search an area near Felkel's property. Her death now ruled a homicide. An arrest made.
Nancy, Felkel's remains were discovered in a hollowed-out area near an inoperable well. Felkel's level of decomposition indicated she had been there for quite some time. An arrest warrant shows Daniel Peel is suspected of Felkel's murder. The document alleges Peel strangled Felkel following an argument, but police are still working to determine if or how Peel and Felkel knew each other. Felkel's daughter says she is living in a nightmare and will miss her mom forever. In an online post, she writes, "I hope it is so beautiful up there."
Daniel Peel, 65, booked on murder, kidnap, and obstruction of justice. Vanessa Guerrera, 30, did not have to confess to cops. She stole a 2004 Ford Freestar van worth $2,000 and sold it for scrap. She wrote all about it in her personal journal. It did not take long for cops to locate the journal after she's ID'd by witnesses at the auto salvage business. She even accented her written confession. "Totally stole a car today." Her words, "not mine," followed by an exclamation point. Guerrera charged with a pair of felonies, receiving stolen property and theft. They need to tack on felony ding-dong for writing a confession for cops to find. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An Oklahoma man convicted of killing a 10-year-old girl in 2006 has been executed by lethal injection. 45-year-old Kevin Ray Underwood was pronounced dead Thursday morning at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary. It marked the state's fourth execution this year and the final one in the U.S. for 2024. Underwood was sentenced to death for the murder of Jamie Ross Bolin, a crime he admitted was part of a gruesome fantasy. Prosecutors described the killing as premeditated and brutal. A last-minute appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, citing procedural issues and Underwood's mental health, was denied. Oklahoma uses a three-drug protocol for lethal injection, starting with a sedative and ending with a drug that stops the heart. The execution took place on what would have been Underwood's birthday. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has returned to New York to face federal charges, including stalking and murder, which could carry the death penalty. Let's get right to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
28-year-old Luigi Mangione was flown back Thursday after a brief court appearance in Pennsylvania, where he had been arrested 5 days after the December 4th shooting. Authorities allege Mangione ambushed Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel as the CEO was heading to an investor conference. Video footage shows the masked gunman firing multiple shots before fleeing. Mangione, a computer science graduate from Maryland, was apprehended on December 9th at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Police say he was carrying the weapon used in the attack, fake IDs, $10,000 in cash, and a notebook detailing grievances against the health insurance industry. The federal complaint accuses Mangione of targeting Thompson out of anger toward corporate greed in healthcare, though investigators confirm he was never a UnitedHealthcare client. Notes found in his possession reportedly express plans to attack a health insurance executive. Mangione faces both federal charges, which include murder through use of a firearm, and a separate New York State indictment charging him with murder as an act of terrorism. In court Thursday, he showed little reaction as the charges were read. Thompson, a 50-year-old Iowa native and father of two, had worked at United Health Group for 2 decades and became CEO of its insurance division in 2021. His death has sparked conversations about rising frustrations with the U.S. healthcare system.
Mangione's defense team has described the dual prosecution as unprecedented, urging the public to avoid rushing to judgment.
Thanks, John. Rosalind Saxmeyer, 71, and husband Bill set up their camping equipment at Silver Valley Campground, Lake Alpine, near Bear Valley, California. Around 2 p.m., she sets out for a hike. Husband Bill says she often hikes by herself, and this time her plan was to walk by the lake. It's a trip that should take about an hour. When an hour and a half goes by, he reports her missing to the camp host. An estimated 100-person search team scours the area. Divers check the lakes. A helicopter searches from above. A four-dog team also joins the search. Saxonmeyer, last seen wearing a yellow or blue short-sleeve shirt, blue shorts, canvas tennis shoes, wire-rimmed reading glasses. She's 5'1", reddish-brown hair, brown eyes. If you know or think you know anything about Rosalind Saxonmeyer's disappearance, please call Alpine County Sheriff's 530-694-1351 or your local FBI office. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, won't you join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories? With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.